4, no tax.
It's not your fault, baby, it's not mine. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-hosts.
Charlotte Littlefield, and welcome back to our guest caller, Rob, from Minnesota.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, like I was saying, most of us, you know, still want to believe that the good old USA is the force for good in the world. And it isn't until kind of after the awakening that we start questioning that. But how do we get, you know, to the people that, you know, still have this normalcy bias? You know, how do we kind of break through to them? And I've been trying this. I don't know exactly when I woke up, but it was, you know, it wasn't, you know, an overnight thing. It wasn't any, you know, eureka, you know, this is it.
Right.
It's something that kind of, you know, and even after you kind of, you accept it, it takes you a while to adjust to it, to adjust to the shock. You know, I think it took me 5-6 months before I finally said, yeah, this is, I can't sit still for this. I don't believe this anymore. And I also remember watching Jesse Ventura. You know, I think he was on Alex Jones first before he woke up to 9/11. And then after he woke up, he said, yeah, it was my kids that got to me. They made me watch this video, and the only way I could get them to shut up is when I said I'd sit down and watch it. And Ventura said, you know, watching the videos, he actually started crying because he couldn't believe that he fell for it. And then the other one that was kind of memorable is this, the New York detective cop, whatever, the tough talking guy, the Bo Deedle. You know, the same thing with him. He was, he believed the official story until his daughter got him to sit down and watch the videos. And then he said, yeah, you know, I went down there looking for the pancakes and the pancake collapse, and all there was dust. There weren't no pancakes. It was just all dust. So, you know, people do wake up in people that you wouldn't expect would. You know, the thing is, you know, a lot of us are invested in the official story, especially after we've had, you know, these wars. We know the wars have been horrendous. We've invested all of our blood and treasure, all of our young men's lives, and we've killed how many people. And so this was something that we did as, you know, an act of revenge, and it was rightful, you know, righteous revenge. And so we're invested in the official story now. So if the official story wasn't true, you know, that makes us the bad guys. So
I don't mean to interrupt you, Rob, but I like to separate the United States corporation from the American people.
Well, that's
fact is that we are disenfranchised from our electoral system. It is rigged.
I agree with you 100%, but most people don't realize that. And that's,
but that's how I comfort myself, is that I am not that corporate United States. I am proud to be an American. I am not proud of being a United States owned indentured servant.
Well, the way I look at it, Rob and Charlotte, is that we've got to separate out those people, those elitists that control our government from the good American public, period. See what I mean? And there's some good Americans that are in all levels of government that think like we do. But it's these elitists, these ultra billionaires that control the bank of, you know, like the Federal Reserve and all that. We've got to separate those people out and start talking about those, which we do all the time, see. Then people might wake up, and especially on this Ray McGovern example, Americans should not be treated like Ray McGovern was treated for a silent protest. That tells you right there where Hillary and all these elitists are coming from. They don't give a hoot about the American public, period, and our rights.
Yeah, that one really turned my stomach. I saw that too. I got the notice from Colleen Raleigh, and I was just dismayed, you know, that could possibly even happen. When people ask me, you know, when I start talking about 9/11, they kind of scoff and they go, oh, you think the government did it? And I come right back at them now. It took me a long time to get this, but it's a disarming way to get them. When they come back at me and say, you think the government did it? I said, absolutely. Every last one of them, right down to the meter maids and the dog catchers, they are all in on it. And, you know, they kind of laugh and they say, okay, well. And I say, no, I don't think the government did it. I think most people that work for the government are just like you and I. They're just doing their job. And all of these people have practiced. You know, they've gone through drills. And when events like this happen, 99% of them are on autopilot. They have trained and they've practiced drills for this, and that's exactly what they did on 9/11. The only thing I said, I don't know what happened on 9/11. All I know is that the official story doesn't make, you know, it doesn't really seem to fit. Buildings don't fall down that way. The third building that fell, you know, didn't have a plane that hit it, and it fell down just like those buildings in New York. Those buildings in Las Vegas when they blow them up.
Well, Rob, that's interesting. I had breakfast this morning, and I broached that building seven with someone, and I told him about the implosion. He said, yeah, it came down. I said, now what is the conclusion now because it was imploded like that? He said, the conclusion is they had the explosives in there ahead of time.
Absolutely.
And I got up from the table. I said, and that's why it's an inside job, the whole mess.
He shook
his head like, that makes sense. See what I mean? But that's when you win people's hearts over one at a time, and their minds and hearts over to what's good. And it's a long and arduous process sometimes. It's not easy.
The second part of my call is I live in a small city, you know, it's only 35,000, and we always have the politicians that come through because it's a college town, and so, I mean, I've shaken hands with Jesse Jackson and Bob Dole and Newt Gingrich and, you know, everybody in between. I've talked with Norm Coleman and Al Franken and our senator that's still there, Tim Walz. I've spoken to him five times on 9/11.
Oh, good.
And so the last time he was in town, and now here's the thing that really amazes me. Every time I go out and talk to with someone like Bob Dole or Newt Gingrich, you might have 100 or 200 people in the room. But for these other guys, you know, it's 20 to 50 people, and you can definitely get up and make your way over to talk to them.
Well, that's good.
You get up and you shake their hands, and you've got their attention. You know that's
right, right.
And you're right there, face to face with them. Well, this last time, I mean, you know, I've talked with 9/11 with Tim Walz, for five times now. And this last time, I went up and I said, I don't know if you remember me. I'm the 9/11 truther in town here. And he goes, yeah, I remember you. He says, I don't agree with you, but I admire your persistence. Now, this was a day. Okay, this was only a week after the Gabriel Giffords shooting. So I felt real uneasy about going out to a grocery store and talking to this guy. You know, I didn't bring my camera along or anything. I bought one for each. But I just felt like, well, I'm just going to go there and be real low-keyed and not get mad and just...
Do the right thing.
And so I said, isn't it amazing how the former governor of Minnesota can get on national TV and accuse the former vice president of the United States of standing down, making the troops stand down, allowing the plane to fly into the building, and not a single national newspaper covered it. He goes, yeah, not a single national newspaper covered it. There's the break again.
Go ahead.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. And Rob, I wanted to, we need to wrap up. We have another caller on the line, Bruce from Texas. So, Rob, any closing comments?
Well, just all I would like people to do is just, you know, get rid of their fear. You know, this is, but be civil. You know, you have to get rid of the anger, too. We're just trying to get the truth out. And so, you know, just go out. If you have a chance, if a public official is going to be within 50 miles of you, make the trip. They're coming into your territory, your turf. Just get out there and let them know. Even if you just go up and say, I've seen these kids on the Internet saying 9/11 is an inside job. What's that all about? You know, at least they know that people out there are hearing things that they don't want them to hear.
And so, hey, Robert, how are you listening to us on the Internet or on radio?
I'm on Internet.
Okay,
thank you very much, Rob. Okay, Bruce, you're live on The Secret Truth. What are your comments or questions?
Let's talk about Flight 800.
Thanks a lot, y'all, for having me on the line here. I wanted to ask your guests, George and Charlotte, I was thinking about Flight 800 as one of the first terrorist acts that really... I've always been an aviation enthusiast, and I remember Commander Donaldson, who was a military man and a fighter and a pilot, how he pursued this investigation. And I would like to remind your listeners on your excellent program how much I really enjoy the idea that you know, this stuff was already bubbling before we all got a hold of it with the Internet and everything. So I would like to ask your guest, you know, what is his impression of Flight 800, and is it in coherence of what he's speaking of tonight?
Well, we don't have a scheduled guest tonight. This was actually open mic night. But I'm sure George might have some thoughts on the matter. We're talking about the one that went over at Lockerbie.
No, Lockerbie would be really early, but mine was Flight 800.
The Atlantic.
Okay, let me give you my readout on that. Is that that was at the beginning of the Olympic Games in Atlanta, the Summer Games. And my own thoughts are that, yes, it was shot down by a missile. And there's about 100 witnesses. The FBI and other agencies suppressed the evidence of these witnesses. They had to squash that knowledge of that so that they could not ruin the Olympic Games and the air travel that would have been curtailed, I believe, at the beginning of the Olympic Games had that they come out with the truth. And so that's just the overall idea. But they're trying to withhold evidence all the time on major events like that, and that's not right for the American public to be denied the truth at any time, really. What do you think, Ruth?
Well, I guess my question would be something like this. Do you think it was a practice run for more terrorism? Or was it,
there's evidence early on that came out from some National Guard flight pilots that were in the area. And there seems to be a controversy whether or not there was an exercise, a naval exercise of a missile shoot in that area at the time. So there's two theories here. One is that it was brought down by shoulder-fired missile by a terrorist. The other one is that that there was an exercise of a missile shoot that went awry and took it out. But either one, they didn't want the public to know about.
Well, I was concerned that maybe my awakening point where I really thought it was suspicious. There were plenty of other stuff.
Anything can set off that little, you know what I mean, that little fire, that little bit, that little ignition that says, oh, my gosh. They're lying to us, and they lied to us on that shoot down. You're right about that.
Okay, Crystal, thank you.
Thank you very much,
y'all. Was there anything else?
No, I want to say I really like your informative program. I really enjoy it, I'm receiving it online, and I really appreciate y'all looking into these things.
Thank you very much, Bruce, for your contribution and your question. We certainly appreciate your contribution and your participation tonight in the program.
See you later, George.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. Good night. Charlotte, people are waking up a lot of different ways, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. It is an exponential wake-up going on worldwide, no question about it. And, George, I got to tell you some information that Rachel, my oldest daughter, brought to my attention. She's a freshman in high school, and she said, Mom, did you know that the South Carolina, a legislator, is calling for the state to adopt its own currency? I thought, well, this is just like the state of Missouri. There's going to be a study commission to see about the state with it. When the federal system eventually fails, that the states, charter their own banks, issue their own money. And she was asking me, how's that going to work? And I said, well, we have a currency exchange worldwide right now, and if every state has to adopt its own currency, we will find an exchange rate and we will, you know, go on. And then I'm reminded that China has, you know, 750 million eligible military members. Over half, twice the population of the United States are eligible for the military in China. And, you know, China's holding our foreclosure slip.
Right.
So there's a lot of very serious things.
Yeah, you know, China, there's a G20 meeting concluding in Paris this weekend. And they just did a proclamation. Of course, they're running about 6-7 hours ahead of us, clock time. So they already put out their statement, okay? And what they did was it's like hocus pocus accounting. Geithner and all them suggested to handle the interest due China off the books and not to consider it in these imbalances that are being calculated. Now, I mean, it's still there. The interest is still there. I mean, it seems like to me that sometimes these people think that they can just do an accounting change and it's going to change reality. You know what I mean?
Huh? Uh-huh.
But it doesn't change reality. Reality is what it is. And no matter how man always tries to act like gods and change things and make things to suit himself, but there again, it's an illusion. It's a delusionary, safe passage away through the reefs, right? But the reefs are still there, and you're going to have problems with the reefs. And you just can't imagine them away and hocus pocus say, we're going to treat the interest in a different fashion than the debt, see what I mean? And it's going to go away, see what I mean? But that's
right.
one of their proclamations tonight. I mean, they issued about a 10 or 12 point, you know what I mean? A conclusion of their meetings there in Paris.
Well, and also the Chinese flag now flies with the American flag, so maybe a war was averted, and maybe China will tolerate that. I guess we'll find out. All the missiles being fired off our coast, the mysterious, that could be China right up on our doorstep. So we don't know what the truth isn't being told to us, that much is for sure. But, George, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Denver International Airport murals. Have you had an opportunity to look at those?
Over the years I have. We've looked at the different aspects of that airport out there. It's got multiple underground levels there, and it's quite an airport.
Yeah, I understand. Kevlar roof, too, yeah.
Yeah, we've got to take a break here, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about that. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. Yeah, George, we're not really prepared to talk about the murals at the Denver International Airport, but anybody in the listening audience, if you've got any information on that, you're welcome to call in.
Yeah, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. We're talking about the topic tonight is the psychological aspects of 9/11 and what it takes to get to 9/11 truth, or how are people being denied through these foibles and these human nature traits and so forth of getting to the truth on 9/11 event.
Well, like I referenced before, there's a song by Bob Dylan called God on Our Side. And anybody in the listening audience, I would highly recommend go find the long version. It's about 6 minutes long. Some people have sung it in his honor, but it's called God on Our Side. And that sort of explains the psychological, I was born into my family. They told me what to think, how you're socialized. Then the school system gets a hold of you. Then the consensus reality. As David Icke says, the consensus reality, what everybody believes, the need to belong and all these different aspects of it. But the truth is the truth, and scientific fact is scientific fact, and scientific method is scientific method. And when you use the scientific method and proper investigative fire investigation, criminal investigation, and you look at 9/11, you're going to see a giant crime scene. You're not going to see what the 9/11 Commission came up with. You're not going to see what the NIST report came up with the exception of the acknowledgement of the multiple second free fall. They do acknowledge that Building 7 was in free fall. That NIST did finally admit that after a lot of badgering by a lot of good people at Kevin Ryan and others. So.
And the conclusion there is that if it was in free fall, then it had help coming down, which it was a classic implosion, Building 7.
Yeah, right. And the thing with the Tower 1 and 2 was it's an optical illusion. You can set those blasts to go off and you know, they could have it come down and appear in any way they want it to. We have people with a lot of skills, training and technology, and this apparent collapse, once you wake up, you could see the explosion. When you're asleep, all you can see is a collapse.
One of the things that you need to keep in mind on the tower, the North and South Tower, is that they described it as a pancake by some reports, and that would have meant floors would have still been intact if it pancaked down, and it would take two or three or four times as long to pancake as it did when it came down. So
yeah,
it had to help
down
at the base of the structure in the middle column. They had to be corrupted in some way, and thermite was used to cut those middle columns at the basic, at the very bottom of the building at a point down there to make the integrity of those center core less integrity, and that's what helped bring it down.
And it's the same. If you were standing on the top of that, of one of the World Trade Centers, and you dropped an orange, and the amount of time it would take for that orange to fall that 110 stories is the amount of time it took within a few seconds for the complete building to fall down into its own footprint.
Neither building fell exactly free fall speed because there was a lot of material there to go through to get down there to that. So,
but
they were close enough. Yeah, they fell close enough to free fall velocity and speed to indicate that they had to have some undermining at the lower levels of the buildings to attain a almost free fall speed and time.
We're talking a second or two, George.
That's right. And had they been pancake, like they alluded
well
to, it
would
take a lot. Yeah, well, much longer than it took, you know. Anyway,
11 seconds.
These little human nature things, we don't want to change our ways, and that ego speaks so loudly. We got it all figured out, and all we have to do is see these initial videos, and we're mad as hell at the enemies that did this to us, right? When the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, they were there, and that was definitely the Japanese attacking Pearl Harbor. The only problem about that little story is that they withheld evidence that we had cracked the Purple Code and we had done black bag operations at Japanese embassies in Washington, D.C. We were reading their mail, folks, and we knew what was coming, and we let it happen. And Churchill, along with Roosevelt, talked about it on the phone on a scrambled connection, international telephone connection from London to Washington, D.C., and that came out much later in Gestapo 1 and 2 books. And they let Pearl Harbor happen. They let those boys die to pull us into the war. The British needed us into the war desperately. In addition to that, before that happened, William Stevenson had been sent over by British intelligence, MI6, to encourage and to run a spy network to encourage America to enter the war as soon as they could. They ran that spy network out of New York City and were officed in Rockefeller Center. They did a study of the corporate support of the war and uncovered the fact of the Nazis before we entered, and uncovered the fact that the Rockefeller interests were providing fuel to the Nazis before we entered the war through third parties.
War is
that was interesting because William Stevenson had the spy network inside the Rockefeller Center, and the Rockefeller Center was owned by the Rockefeller interests, and he uncovered the fact the Rockefeller interests were trading with the Nazis before. See what I mean? Now, that's how the really truth is, the secret truth, folks, is that. And we've got to wake up to the fact that these international people don't give a damn about America, and they're taking this country down using 9/11 and just twisting our minds and using and abusing us, and they don't care a damn about this country, period, because they're internationalists anyway. Pardon my French to our listening audience. But, I mean, you know, I think that's allowed, that word D with a D there. Under the RCA rule of broadcast, right? But well, anyway, this is what we're up against. We're up against some very, very evil people. They're separate. They're not even America. They don't care about America. They don't care about what's right in this country. And we've got to overcome this. We've got to publicize and expose what they're doing and tell 9/11 like it is and try to wake up the American public.
Yeah, George, what about the chemtrails?
Well, the chemtrails, I have personally witnessed over Austin a complete coverage of cloud cover created by those planes.
Me too.
I have actually experienced over Austin, Texas, where we broadcast from, and Charlotte's out of Missouri. I have seen days where they started in the morning until the evening, sunset, and they created every cloud in the sky.
It happens here in the Midwest, too.
Yeah, and the meteorologists are down there. They're ignoring the cloud cover, and their prediction before was a clear day is predicted, and all these planes go up and predict that. Now, we've got to look at that from a couple of different aspects. I have a personal friend. He alludes his Margellan disease directly to chemtrail activity. Jim is a good friend of mine, and he witnessed this. The material coming down and falling into a bamboo stand, and he was cutting bamboo out of there and contracted what he believes was Margellan's condition. It's not a disease exactly. But also there's the theory that there's weather modification involved. I believe that's partially true also. If you'll notice, sometimes the clouds that they put up sort of migrate and stay in the way of the sunlight. See, you got me.
Well,
the sun
and
is moving.
Barium. Yeah, barium absorbs radiation. That's the other thing.
Yeah,
barium
so
absorbs the radiation, and it could be a protective shield as well.
Yeah, I think it's got multiple uses. What I think it is.
If it's the slow kill,
Weather modification, I think some of it's other more insidious things.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Butterfield.
You know, Charlotte, on this chemtrail?
Barium, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're saying barium is reflective or it cuts down what now? Go ahead.
No, okay. When you go in for a test of your gastrointestinal tract,
yes,
they have you drink barium so that
because it
absorbs the radiation and that's how they can see inside of you.
Right.
And so barium has it theoretically it could be a shield either from some sort of electromagnetic gamma radiation coming either into our solar system from an outside source or potentially from our own sun.
Right, I got you.
So there could be Earth. You know, everybody talks about Earth changes, climate change, all these things. You know, be ready. You know, there could be something big that we're missing, George.
Right. The good point. Our listening audience, I want you to go sometime if you're at a computer right now and you're listening, go to stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com. Again, that's stevequayle.com. And go down on the left-hand column when you actually click on through into the main part of the site, there's going to be a left-hand column. And there, one of the click-offs is Dead Scientist, okay? Right now, we're up to about 104 dead scientists, of which the majority, 95% or more, are microbiologists, okay? Steve Quayle started compiling this a number of years ago. It's about over a 4 or 5 year period where you have 104 primarily microbiologists that have died, most of them under mysterious circumstances or were murdered. Some were shot right in the face and so forth. Now, if you combine that along with other things, you have to extrapolate a little bit here. There are ongoing research. If you look at Monsanto and their research in the GMO, the genetic modified organism area, and then you look at the chemtrails, and then you have a friend that's gotten Mark Gellens, he believes, from the chemtrail activity, then it causes you to stop a second and say, huh, what's going on here? And what's going on, in my opinion, is that the chemtrail activity is a twofold operation. One operation, I believe, could be to lessen the sun's effect on the Earth, okay? Like you're saying, the radiation level is probably pretty high. The second, I believe, is that, and we have evidence over people that have collected material, is that within the chemtrail, a material that falls to Earth and it's in leaves and bushes and so forth, they have gotten out of that organic material.
And this is very disturbing in the fact that this friend of mine believes that he caught Morgellons from a very intensive previous day's chemtrail activities. Now, were you there that night that we had the Morgellons party, Charlotte, down at Brave New Book?
Yes, I was. I was.
Okay.
I was. We, but that, of course, that was topical. That's, that I wouldn't call that at all scientific and inclusive.
But I want to relate that to our listening audience. What we did was we followed a regime.
Protocol.
Protocol. And we switched around this dark grapefruit juice. There's about six or seven of us. And then we left that in there about 4 minutes, and then we spit that into a coffee filter. And all of us had some kind of material after that that grapefruit juice had filtered down through the filter. What was left was material of some kind.
Right.
And everyone there in that did that little experiment had the same results.
Which makes me wonder, because I don't believe I have Morgellons, and I've got no symptoms.
But it makes you wonder what the material was, see?
Right. Well, anyway, let's get back to the dead scientists. We got stevequayle.com.
Yeah, Steve Quayle.
George, I want to tell you about this new movie. It's called Unknown. I just saw it this afternoon, matinee with my daughters, and it is about killing scientists. And it's a very intriguing movie. It's a good thriller. But at the heart of it was they were trying to kill a biologist, but make it look as if the target, as if he was not the target, the Shah or some prince or some other authority figure was the target. And it's in the media now. It's called Unknown. And it's a hit team out to kill a biologist. I don't want to kill the plot totally, but you find out near the end that they're actually after the biologist. And that's why Steve Quayle's listing of dead biologists and people working in the scientific area is very intriguing and very important.
One of the interesting things about Steve Quayle is he's personal friends with Stan Deo. Stan Deo was ostracized from this country for about 25 years in Australia. He was on some secret projects down there, and they didn't want to bring him back to this United States. And also he wrote, there's a Cosmic Conspiracy was the book that he came out with. He was working on all kinds of propulsion systems that were alien-oriented. He got stuck down in Australia and ostracized. They took his passport away and would not let him re-enter this country because he got upset by all that research and all these other aspects of his deep research down there. Teller took him down there to Australia, by the way, at that time. He finally got back into America, and he can be clicked off from this same stevequayle.com site. But it makes you think there's a lot going on out there. They're not telling us.
Yeah, that's right.
The
104th scientist to die was Bradley C. Lindsay, 56-year-old, died in a car crash. The 103rd was Dr. Mossad Ali Mohammadi, 50. He was assassinated January 11th of this year. So it's very important that we keep an eye on the disappearing scientists.
Yeah, this Muhammad, Ali Muhammad, told his students to speak out, the one that was died and assassinated on January 11th. He told his students to speak out against the unjust elections. He stated, "We have to stand up to this lot. Don't be afraid of a bullet. It only hurts at the beginning." And so forth. And these were activists. Some of these people were experts in their fields of microbiology. If you roll down on this Steve Quayle site, you'll see that most of this list were microbiologists. And they were authorities in their particular special field.
Yeah, in the movie Unknown, the good guys win in the end, and the mega corporations are not able to get the patent. And so the good guys win in the end. The information is given freely to humanity without any royalties having to be paid. And so it's a good movie. I'd recommend people go ahead and go see it.
Okay, so our conclusion tonight, we've got about a minute or so to go, is that it's very difficult as human beings to delve and to proceed towards what we generally conceive of as the truth. There are so many different human nature characteristics that keep us from achieving that and from being objective. We're so much more subjective and so much more emotional than we could ever imagine. We use every excuse that we can salvage to keep us in a nice, friendly, goody-good mode, but we will not face the truth about ourselves and the world. And that's very difficult to do, is it not, Charlotte?
It is. I just saw lightning here in the Midwest. We got a lightning storm bearing down on us.
Yeah, so
I thought it was hearing thunder.
Oh man, that's maybe somebody's talking to us, huh?
Well, it's
lightning
difficult.
And the thunder, man, is coming in. But
wait,
anyway,
we gotta look past our prejudice.
We've got prejudices. Yeah, go ahead.
And look at information that we might be prejudiced against. You need to look at all the information before you come to your, staunch conclusion. You have to look at the information. You got to gather all the facts. You got to listen to the people that you may even think you already know what they're going to say.
We've been educated into a highly high level of ignorance, and we're predisposed to something called ignorance and not truth. We must proceed towards the goal of truth for this nation and for each individual. So we want to thank everyone for listening tonight. Thank you up there in Missouri, Charlotte, for being with us tonight on this program.
And thanks, GCN, and thanks to the listening audience. We love you so much. We appreciate you tuning in.
Okay, thank you, James, for running the program tonight. You did a wonderful job as usual. And thank you, Ted Anderson, and everybody else at GCN.
Week.
Kristen, Davies, you. Yeah, Rachel, thank you too. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.